Today, I'm going to discuss why human explanations of suffering fail. For most of us, suffering is difficult because there seems to be no discernible reason as to why we are suffering and for what reason are we being afflicted. But it can become all the more terrifying when we raise the question, is God the source of my suffering? Is God somehow behind the afflictions that I am enduring? In religious moral systems, there's oftentimes this kind of idea that God is, in a way, kind of keeping the balance within the world, especially when it comes to deeds, that God rewards good deeds and good actions, and that God punishes those that perform bad deeds, wicked deeds. Well, this kind of system of thinking, especially this kind of moral religious system of thinking, comes undone in the book of Job when an innocent and blameless man suffers. What Job teaches us is when we open ourselves to the idea that God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts, that God is far more than we can ever imagine, what we experience in those moments is transcendence. And we don't always find the answer to our questions, but rather we begin to experience a God who does console us in the midst of our suffering, a God who dares to weep with us when we find ourselves being afflicted. And one last thought here, what renders the world sacred and sublime is when worldly beauty overwhelms human categories. And in the moment in which God confronts Job, the world itself and all of its diversity and all of its wonder becomes godlike. If you enjoy this podcast, please like, share, and subscribe. And if you would like to receive these podcasts directly into your inbox, please sign up for our mailing list. And if you would like to support this podcast, then please consider becoming a member on Patreon.